Now, the last thing we talked about last night, I think, was the horse on the left and the right. Did I ask you about something being a considerable distance away, what you call that? Something was a, you say that, that's what we might say it's a... Okay, and something is a short distance, did you say it's a...
It's close.
Okay, would you ever use with, it's a little... How about a little piece, did you ever use that?
Yeah, we use that sometimes. Just a little piece over there.
Okay, and if something isn't difficult to find, do you say, you can find that just about anywhere?
A lot of times we say you can find that most any place or anywhere.
And if someone fell this way, and say he fell...
backward. And
if he fell this way...
fell forward.
Okay. And someone asks you, are there any left? And you say, no, not...
I would say not any.
Okay. Someone asks you if you've done something wrong, and you say, no, I...
I haven't.
The whole thing.
I haven't done anything.
Okay. And someone had someone broke a rake in here, so let's say, and you say, oh, that's all right, you're just trying to be polite. You say, oh, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
And let's say, someone's passing out samples, and you say, well, he didn't give me
any.
And if a little boy seems to be spoiled, cuts up quite a bit, say, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. Thinking here about something like probably like is not or apt is not.
Most likely is what I'd probably say.
And what do you call the trenches dug by a fly?
A furrow.
And the, say you raised a big what? Top of corn this year.
Crop.
And before we planted, we had to the land.
And to clear the land.
Yeah. And if you have one crop of hay, let's say, and then at the end of the, in the middle of the year, another comes up, you call that a?
A second crop or a late crop.
Okay. And wheat tied up is called a?
Shock.
All right. Now?
Or a bale.
All right. What's the difference between a bale and a shock?
Well, a shock is loose, more loose.
Okay. If you have one bushel and you have 39 more, then you'd have 40.
Bushels.
Okay. And speaking of oats, say you're talking about oats that after they're cut, they're gathered, they say oats. A machine that does this.
Or ground, I guess.
All right. Would you ever use the term threshed or thrashed?
Yes, they would. Which
one sounds better to you?
We used to say thrashing.
Okay. And talking about the two of us doing something, you say, well, nobody else is going to do it. We'll have to do it. So you.
Alone?
No, two people are going to do it. You're talking to me, and you say, someone says, who's going to move that? And we're going to move it, but you want to say, instead of saying we, say...
You and I?
Yeah. That's a little, you and I have, or me and you, or so forth. And speaking of two people, you'd say, if someone's trying to separate one or the other, you say, no, not one or the other, but...
Both of them.
Yeah. And who's coming over? Let's say, you're going over there with your son, you'd say, are coming using the pronouns, and say...
We're coming over.
Now, to separate those individuals, you'd say...
He and I are coming.
Yeah. And someone says, you answer the phone, and you say, you answer the phone, someone asks you, and you say, you might say, it's...
I would say, it is I, but most people are going to say, this is me.
Okay. And if it...